During this week in 1900, temperance leader Carrie Nation launched the best-known of her famous bar smashings when she destroyed the elegant Hotel Carrie Bar in Wichita, Kansas. Born to a Kentucky slaveholder during the Civil War, Nation suffered firsthand from the dire consequences of excessive alcohol consumption on her loved ones. Her first husband, Dr. Charles Gloyd, died from alcoholism after 2 years of marriage and left his young widow with an infant daughter to raise. The infant daughter developed a disfiguring illness that Nation attributed to Gloyd's alcoholism. Determined to ensure the closing of state saloons after Kansas adopted prohibition by amendment in 1880, Nation, with the help of others in the women's temperance movement, embarked on an ambitious crusade that entailed the actual smashing of saloon bars with stones wrapped in rags. While Nation's ambitious campaign focused national attention on temperance, it also attracted harsh critics who painted her as an emotional, violent zealot. Carrie Nation died in 1911.